It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A couple of ideas now on how the government could be a force for positive change when it comes to bringing us new technologies. This week, we can add New York City to a growing list of municipalities committed to bringing broadband internet access to people who need it and aren't getting it. Mayor Bill de Blasio's office has announced a $70 million investment over the next 10 years to bring internet service to 50,000 low-income households. The city also plans to create wireless corridors to help blanket the city with free Wi-Fi service. Maya Wiley is counsel to the mayor and helping to spearhead this project. Hi, Maya.
How are you?
I'm well. So at the end of this 10-year period, will New York City be an internet service provider?
At the end of this 10-year period, New York City will have expanded free and low-cost internet service substantially and helped use that to increase competition. So we would say, yes, we will have municipal options available in the sense of public and accessible.
Can you give me some specifics there about how I might interact with that kind of service?
Essentially, folks will be able to travel around the city and pick up free, fast wireless signals in all five boroughs.
Do you have to be careful a little bit about how the city becomes in many ways an internet service provider? I would imagine that the city has to think very carefully about that.
Well, what the city is doing right now is not being an internet service provider in the formal sense of that. If we were to do this differently, of course it might raise some of the legal issues and we'd be looking at the Telecommunications Act and some others. But the reality is this is really the city's ability to take city resources, public spaces, buildings, the rooftops that we control, and make sure that we are solving the last mile problem for populations, quite frankly, that the telecommunications firms are not actively competing for.
Maya Wiley is counsel to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Maya, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, here's another example of how government might advance technology in our lives. Today, MIT has a new study out about the state of solar energy with some interesting findings. One take, here's MIT Professor of Management and Economics Richard Schmalensee.
Federal R&D policy needs to look toward transformative new technologies, not just marginal improvements on the stuff we have today.
Schmalensee says a good analogy here is a transformation in the shipping industry, where more federal money for R&D could help move us from incremental improvements to a really big one.
You know, it's a little bit steamship sailing ship, right? I mean, sailing ships got better and better. Steamships beat them. We think there is a chance that we can do a lot better by investing in the next generation.
Think super thin and flexible photovoltaic material that could be rolled across your roof instead of bolted on. If you want more information about this, we've posted some at facebook.com/marketplacetech. Yesterday, you heard us talk with Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella about the company's push into cloud computing and business software for companies around the United States. Today, we want to play you the second part of our conversation. And it's about Nadella's own roots in the country of India, but also what he's learned about tech's gender gap after some comments he made and then immediately walked back about how women shouldn't ask directly for pay raises. Nadella told me first about how the company might create opportunities for people living in India.
You know, any emerging country in India, China, Brazil, Russia, in fact, you could say these are economies that now have gone from even emerging state to a nearly a developed state, at least in parts of their economy. And so the opportunity to be able to have digital technology change the fundamental livelihood of people in those countries is pretty profound. We now have committed to a cloud business in India, and we see a lot of interest because of local e-commerce startups and companies looking for cloud infrastructure. I think that out of all of this will come more empowerment, more transparency, and also hopefully more equity.
I want to give you an opportunity to tell me about what you've learned when it comes to gender issues in the tech industry. Do you want to talk about what you've learned in the last year?
Oh, I've learned a lot. And when I think about our own developers and engineering ranks, we have around 18% of them who are women. And so we absolutely see this issue where we have to make huge amounts of progress, where we not only, of course, provide things like equal pay for equal work, but we have to create an environment and a culture of inclusiveness that creates equal opportunity for equal work. And it starts with, I think, looking inside at our own culture and making sure that it cultivates that core that allows women to thrive. Already the women who are at Microsoft thrive and attract more.
As a CEO in America who does not look like other CEOs in America, generally speaking, how can you personally make an impact there?
I mean, I think when I look at my own story, I think it's just only in America, because when I had recently a chance to meet with the president, and both of us were sitting down and chatting about this, and he said only in the United States could the two of us be sitting here in the White House and talking. We have a lot of work ahead to create that inclusive culture and equity amongst races and gender, but we also have a lot to celebrate, and that's what's the message, I think.
Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft. Satya, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.